Hey fam, welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your weekly dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is, without any edits. So, I actually changed the tagline of the show. So it used to be morning dose of whatever you want to talk about. I decided that this makes more sense for me to keep a commitment of once a week on Sundays. So right now it's Sunday morning. I just got back from my workout. And today, or for the week rather, I want to talk about productivity. And the reason why I want to talk about productivity is that I made a commitment to read a lot of different kinds of productivity books, kind of help frame maybe some of the things I've already been doing, as well as things I can pass on that can help. So in the first week, this past week, I finished this book called The Productivity Project by Chris Bailey. If you haven't heard of it, definitely recommend checking it out. But in summary, basically he did a year long of these different kinds of experimentations of all different kinds of potential productivity hacks, and he kind of summarized it down to like the 25 or so that worked the best, that were more practical, that he still does a year later, so to speak. And some of the things that he actually talked about were just things that I've actually done or have been doing, but didn't realize that it was correlated or somehow it was mapped to productivity. But I think it is important. So to recognize what it's mapped to, as well as to learn from other people on that subject. And it seems like I have like a theme of just like kind of going through a slew of like books. So the last 5 weeks, I went through all of Robert Greene's books, which leverages a lot of history to talk about different concepts, whether it be like power or mastery or seduction or war, whatever it may be, leveraging historical examples. This past week, in the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I think I have four or five books I want to go through are about productivity. And one of the things I really want to focus on is just hopefully practical things that you can implement into your daily, weekly, maybe even monthly practice. And one of the reasons why I liked a lot of what Chris, the author, was saying is it was leveraging the rule of three. So I've talked about the rule of three in the past, a lot of the different frameworks, the fact that this podcast is called The Todd Talks, three T's, or that this year for me is total Todd transformation in terms of focusing on three overarching outside of work themes, which are podcasting, DJing, and boxing. And I didn't realize that, you know, it can be really applied to other things as well. So, for example, just having daily gratitude, something that at the end of each day, focusing on. I actually do remember this concept from Sean Anker's book, The Happiness Advantage. I remember reading that like three-ish or so years ago. And I actually was doing it quite habitually until I decided I didn't want to do it anymore. I think the reason why I didn't want to do it more, one of the reasons why was I was doing it the day after. So instead of doing it the night of before going to bed, I'd wake up the next day, get to work, and then try to remember the day before, which, you know, doesn't necessarily always work, or I'm trying to do other things. I actually now can change that. So I actually have in my room, I have a whiteboard. And what I've been doing for the last like few days is having three sections. So it's daily gratitude, daily tasks, and weekly tasks. Obviously, weekly tasks actually get changed every Sunday because Sunday is my maintenance day. And my maintenance day, I mean like, you know, all these little like random tasks that I email myself personally or things that are not important for the day or not important for that week, kind of like pile on. So then on Sunday, it could be like a good like day where I can just go through and just focus on these low hanging fruit maintenance tasks and like in quick succession, like get it out of the way, instead of having these like maintenance tasks or low hanging fruit tasks interrupt me in the more high-value work. And I think, you know, sometimes I let that slip. If you ever at work and you get a notification, you might look at that notification, and that may take you out of the zone. And it could take you some time to get back. So if you were working, and you're, like, doing, like, you know, prime work, and it's, like, high-value, you're getting it, like, maybe you're 50% of the way done, and you get a notification, you're like, okay, this notification only takes me, like, a minute to handle, so you stop, handle the notification. Maybe you go into like a spiral of different tasks and different things. maybe it only lasts, the distraction only lasts for a few minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. But then trying to get back into that project, it could take you a lot longer. So the cost of context switching is actually really high. I think I could do this well. I think most people think they can do that well, constantly context switch, but it's very difficult and you end up taking more time overall. It's kind of just like multitasking, right? People think they can multitask, but in reality, you really can't. Or if you do it, you're not doing it well at all. A simple trick would be to spell out, I think it's like spell out the word multitask and write out the numbers 1 through 10 alternating. So you'd be like M1, U2, and so on, versus just like writing out the letters multitask really quickly and then writing out 1 through 10 really quickly. You're basically context switching between the word and the number, the set of numbers. Can't do it. I implore you to try that, but it's probably not going to go very well. But hey, you learn something from that. So going back to the idea of daily gratitudes, the reason why I think it's important to do that, it is important to kind of do that, is just, you focus on the top three things, whether it's the top three things that you accomplished or things that happened during the day that you're grateful for. Maybe a coworker helped you out on a task and you were like, oh, thank you to that coworker for helping me out. Or maybe you got really good news. You got an email that was like, congrats, like you got into a grant that you wanted, or, some other great piece of news for that day. I think that's important because I think that helps us set your day. It's like, okay, today was successful or today was great. Even if it's the little things, it doesn't matter. Putting you in that good, better mindset, more productive, happy mindset. So I'll give you an example. So daily gratitudes for me for yesterday, the three were, I got a good haircut, right? I got a compliment on it, which always feels nice. I was able to practice DJing for a solid hour last night. Which is good. And also, I had a great date last night. It was a first date, went really well, so can't complain. So three quick things I was happy for yesterday on Saturday. Now, looking at my daily tasks, the three things I need to accomplish today on Sunday, and these aren't things that I do always, right? So for example, I'm not gonna put my daily tasks as like going to my Orange Theory workout, because I do that on Sundays anyway. So it's like not really, it's kind of like already a habit, right? I've already built it into my schedule so much that's kind of like automatic. And I'll get to that in a moment. How do you form habits? But for today, my daily tasks are going to be the three. And again, I think from the book, I realized that the idea of three, or the rule of three, apparently it's like biologically wired. I can't give you the specifics on that. But if you're looking to learn more about that, feel free to Google it. Hopefully you get more information that way than from me and my ramblings. So my three daily tasks today: 1, attend a Grant Info session. So the Parsnipship, the radio play that I helped manage, got accepted as a fiscally sponsored, by the Brooklyn Arts Council. So they're having a information session. It's a 2-hour information session that I need to attend, and the founder needs to attend as well, to kind of go over really what that means. Like, they send out like, a 20-page paper kind of detailing right through most of it. And I was like, okay, most of this makes sense, but I think it's good to have that reinforced. Also be able to ask questions live in case I have anything follow up. Then later today, I need to organize a lot of the Parsnipship season 4 processes, like all the scheduling and all the things for the next, like at least 6 months, but getting the skeleton framework for the spring part of the season as well. Have that all set up in this project management system called Asana, so people don't have to think about what they have to do. It kind of is a clear indicator of like what has to get done for each episode at the right time. Integrating that with calendar, kind of leveraging some of my tech skills to get that all set up. So that means everyone kind of knows where everyone's at and what everyone's going to do, and versus always having to ask like, hey, what's going on with this? Or having to worry about like, what's the status of all these things? It's just having that all centralized in one place. That also, leveraging that will actually help me, because I need to do some project planning for Google, my actual work, which I'll get to my weekly tasks. And then 3, also regarding the Parsnipship, today we're gonna actually finalize season 4. So finalize the playwright selections. So I need to create those Eventbrite pages. So that means we already have some of the promotional promotional information already set and ready. So that when we can easily give that information over to the theater that we partner with, the Actors Fund, quickly. So it's not like having to sometimes in season three we had to, keep redoing the same processes. But again, thinking of these pages as like a maintenance task, it's like quickly go through all of them at once, getting them all the way versus trying to do one a month or two a month or anything like that. And lastly, again, focusing on this rule three, weekly tasks. One, deliver this great agency training for the Boston Beer Company for work. Two, write up a project planning for another project at work. It's like an onboarding account manager project that I took over recently. And then lastly, practice for my DJ class sets. So one set I needed to focus on is a future bass / trap set. The other one is a rock set. So just taking the time and really figure out how to build a 10-minute set around those two genres of music. To date, mainly been just doing hip hop, some house as well, but basically leveraging elements that I can help mix a little bit. So focusing more on just like faster transitions, beat slamming, maybe some like mixing if I can find a metronome on the rock songs. But anyway, so those are the three, literally in my room now of the whiteboard separating those three sections. Going back, these three things, daily gratitudes, daily tasks, and weekly tasks, it itself is a three framework, right? Great tasks one, daily tasks two, weekly tasks three. And all this and how I can be productive in all these things or think about all these things, really it boils down to three elements. Again, really love that all these things are the rule of three. I think I'm pretty excited about that because I've already been doing that a lot. So productivity, really the three components are time, energy, and attention. And really what nice thing about this book that I really helped me understand and recognize is that I've been leveraging caffeine as a crux too much. And then I always have like the same like prime time of work normally on weekdays around between 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Sometimes I don't use that time most productively. So one thing I want to do is you leverage calendar and book off that time. So people try to avoid booking that at least three times a week, having that set in stone as like high value tasks so I can really like hammer that stuff out versus like leveraging other blocks where I may have lower energy, but I can still have enough energy to hammer out like easier things to process, like 2-minute wins here, 1-minute wins there. But yeah, so one thing I recognize is because I always do like this caffeine intake in the morning, but by the afternoon, once that caffeine goes away, my productivity crashes and I always have like this afternoon lull, which also gets reinforced if I eat a little bit too much for lunch or anything like that. So just getting more mindful of my habits and just being more mindful and like experiment more with those different habits. Maybe on like Tuesdays, I don't take caffeine, for example, in the mornings. Really just trying to experiment and figure out like different like hacks that I can apply, things that I've already made habits. So I've already made coffee a daily habit into my routine, but maybe I can experiment a little bit, being like on Tuesday, Thursdays, don't, or like on Fridays, can't, like 10 to 12 has to be for high value products. I know that my time is more efficient there. So yeah, I'm kind of like gonna leave it at that. Hopefully have more in terms of this stuff. Maybe I'll have to do a productivity part two next week, especially as I go through more of these kinds of books. But yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday and see you next week.